There's an opportunity that could change lives. South Sudanese graduates and young professionals are being encouraged to apply for the Ireland Fellows Program. The initiative offers a fully funded one-year master's degree in Ireland, focused on areas aligned with sustainable development goals. Now, it's part of Irish's AIDS effort to support future leaders through education and international exchange. So let's now hear more about what the fellowship offers. Joining us now from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia is Stephen Frayne, who is joining in, of course, online. He is the consul and second secretary of Ireland to Ethiopia, South Sudan and Djibouti. That is the embassy. Well, Stephen, good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Anno. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and share with you and your listeners this opportunity that we have.
Well, now to start off, what exactly is this Ireland Fellows Program from you know, you as a mouthpiece, and why should young professionals in South Sudan be paying attention to it?
Indeed, no, great question. As you said, the Ireland Fellows Program is a scholarship initiative that's offered annually by Irish AIDS. That's the development cooperation arm of the Government of Ireland. It's been around for about 50 years now, and each year it offers students from around the world in countries that Irish AID has development programs in the chance to come and study, undertake a master's in Ireland. So I'm here this morning to spread the word to South Sudan because we offer 3 scholarships to South Sudanese students every year. So for any of your listeners who are interested and want to go to get the skills in Ireland to come back and be a leader and help make South Sudan a better place, then this is the opportunity for you.
Okay, thank you for that explanation. Now, as we've seen that Ireland has supported development through education, how does this specific fellowship fit into Ireland's wider work in countries like South Sudan?
Yeah, you know, South Sudan is our largest secondary accredited development partner in the world. It's our 10th biggest development partner anywhere in the world. So since this young nation was born, Ireland has been committed to South Sudan. Our values are really shaped by our own history and experience in Ireland. We support new countries post-independence, just as they supported us after our independence 100 years ago. Education is a core pillar of our development work because we know how important education was in our own transition from a developing country to being a developed country. And in that sense, I think the Ireland Fellows Program is really a core manifestation of our commitment to development and using education for sustainable development in the world.
All right, tell us what kind of programs or master's programs does the fellowship cover, and how do these areas of study actually relate to the needs of the developing country like South Sudan?
So what we're really looking for above all is looking for this country's future leaders. We want candidates who are passionate about making their country a better place and want to use the scholarship to do so. I suppose in more concrete terms, we are looking for candidates who want to undertake a master's in the field of study related to the Sustainable Development Goals. For those not aware, these were ambitions agreed at the United Nations for a more peaceful and prosperous world. So for example, if you wanted to do a master's in areas such as maybe climate change, governance, human rights, humanitarian work, social studies, peace and conflict resolution, if any of these areas would interest you and you want to develop or further a career that will make South Sudan a better country in this specific area, then I'd highly encourage you to apply.
Yeah, all right. And so what are you hoping to see from the prospective South Sudanese applicants who are hopeful to be fellows?
I think above all, what we'd love to see is passion. As I mentioned earlier, we're looking for this country's future leaders. So if you have a dream of being a change maker, tell us your story and how we can help equip you with the skills to achieve this. There are as well some technical requirements in terms of your educational qualifications and work experience. We're looking for people who have a bachelor's degree or but haven't gotten their master's degree already. And ideally, we're looking for candidates who have some additional relevant work experience to complement this. This will all be detailed in the application forms. And if you're successful, we'll discuss that further with candidates when they reach our interview stage.
Have you had some South Sudanese fellows who've already gone to Ireland and gone through this fellowship?
We have, and we're very proud of them. The South Sudanese fellows, for me, have been some of the best we've had so far. Previous fellows from South Sudan have studied in some of Ireland's best universities, such as Trinity College Dublin and the University College Dublin, both two universities which are consistently ranked among the top 100 universities in the world. They've studied in areas such as peace and development, sociology, environmental studies, and humanitarian law. I know some of them, because we keep in contact through an alumni network, they've gone on to take on jobs in national and international NGOs in South Sudan, in the ICRC, in some of the UN agencies in Juba, and some of the country's government ministries as well. So really, if you take an Ireland Fellows program, there truly is a wealth of opportunities for you ahead.
All right. Now, for those who are interested, particularly South Sudanese, I mean, where can they actually find access to ask questions if they want help with the application process?
For all the information of what exactly is entailed in the application process, I'd encourage people to take a look at www.irishaidfellowships.ie. That's www.irishaidfellowships.ie. All the information about the applications and how to apply is available there. Our applications will launch approximately in the next month or so. That's for the 2026 to 2027 academic year. And once they do go live, we'll be sharing updates about that on our embassy's Twitter page. That's @IRLEMBEthiopia.
All right. Now, moving to Ireland, you know, for a year sounds very exciting, but also intimidating. Now, I would like you to tell us what kind of support do fellows actually get while they're actually studying there and living there, or privileges that they get?
I think that's a great question. It's a big thing for sure, moving to the other side of the world. I know it myself. When I was younger, I left Ireland to study abroad for my master's as well. It's a tough, but it's an extremely rewarding experience. What I'd say about doing it in Ireland specifically, though, is the benefits of the culture. Ireland is a really warm and welcoming country. I think it's something we share in common with South Sudan. It's also a place that has become very international and diverse in recent years, which I think makes it easier for people from abroad to settle in. And then in terms of the support specifically, aside from the financial support that the scholarship offers, fully covering the costs of the master's, we'll be connecting our successful South Sudanese fellows with present and past South Sudanese fellows, so they have a community from their own country. And we'll also be connecting them with fellows from other countries around the world who are in their chosen universities as well. Community is a big part of Irish life, and we want to make sure that our fellows have the opportunity to experience the full richness of this as well.
Okay,
just to wind up this, let us get it clearly. This partial or full scholarship programs?
A full scholarship. Right. 1 year full support to do a master's.
All right. Well, if I was thinking of getting this scholarship, what else is attractive in Ireland that I would be able to experience?
I think Ireland is known as the Emerald Isle. Of course, Dublin is a very big international city, but once you head west and leave Dublin, you'll see amazing landscapes, green, luscious scenery. We're along the Atlantic coast in the northwest of Europe. Ireland is quite unique in terms of its music and culture. The food and cuisine is something special we have there as well. And again, I would emphasize the community, the warmth and welcome in the although Ireland is an English-speaking country, we do have Irish language as well, and there's a really nice expression in Irish language. We are the country of Cead Míle Fáilte, 100,000 welcomes. We really have a history of Irish people going around the world, immigrating after our own famine and economic troubles years ago. So now, as a developed country, to bring people from around the world and give them a welcome to pay back, I suppose, what we've experienced over the years is something very special that we value. So I think South Sudanese will feel right at home on the other side of the world in Ireland.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I think I'm sold. Thank you so much for giving us this wonderful information, and I do wish you a good day.
A pleasure. Thank you very much. I hope we will have maybe some of your listeners applying when the applications go live. So as I said, keep an eye on www.irishaidfellowships.ie and hopefully see you in Ireland next year.
Thank you.
Inshallah. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Well,
thank you. A pleasure.
There you have had it, www.irishaidfellowships.ie. That is the website to go to today. Everybody, go check it out. As long as you have a degree.
Yeah.
And you've had some experience in some of the work, go see what, what courses are there, master's courses, and then you'll be able to apply and hope to be in Ireland next year.